answers, or even if you don't. MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you, multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Tip Tula Red Rage, we're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can join the conversation. John, you had a question or something.
Yeah, we were talking about Rashawn Gary a couple segments ago and asked you off air if was the reason that Winovich was so productive, was it because of his talent alone, or was it because of Rashawn Gary kind of eating up some of the blocks? And just, you know, Winovich is one of the more fascinating prospects to me in this whole draft, so I was curious kind of what your thoughts on Winovich were.
Yeah, I see, here's a page, John, in this pad,
right,
of all of my insane notes and scribbles, and this is a page of guys that I like in this draft that are, some of them are lesser-known prospects, and I don't know if you can read that, but it says Chase Winovich.
That says Chase Winovich?
It does indeed. Can you tell that, man? That's a C-H-A-S-E. What's the matter with you?
I get the W.
What's the matter with you?
I get the last name. The first name is completely illegible. Are you a doctor?
You have
doctor's handwriting here.
I am a doctor. I'm a football doctor. All right. So Chase Winovich. I just don't want any of you people to cheat off my homework. So I write in a style
it.
That
none
of you can read.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, it's not they can beat you up and take your paper.
That's true.
There is a WCCP quiz that we take weekly. Yeah. So
Winovich, though, is. I think he's one of the more underrated players in the draft. I'm not sure why he hasn't garnered more attention than he has, because he is almost the polar opposite of Gary. Here's the similarity. He also tested well at the combine. He tested well athletically. He tested like an elite athlete at the combine. But the distinction is, when you put the film of Winovich on, guess what? He's making plays all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the backfield. He's making plays. He's disruptive. He's being his guy. He has pass rush moves. He has counter moves. You know, he's a guy who's actually making plays. And yet, you know, people just sleep on him. I think Winovich is going to be a steal in the draft. I think he's a little bit like Clay Matthews was. And I knew what was happening with Clay Matthews when I was on air warning people about what Clay Matthews was going to become. By the way, now he sucks, and now people are talking about, wow, we can add Clay Matthews. I heard a Patriot fan earlier saying, we can add Clay Matthews. Why not add Deacon Jones? I mean, you know, come on, man.
I bet Deacon Jones could still wreak a little havoc.
Yeah, probably more than Clay Matthews. You know, but yeah, I think Winovich is a guy who is underrated going into this draft. By the way, some other guys who fall in that category. I think David Montgomery, yeah, the Iowa State back, falls in that category. Montgomery is not particularly explosive. That's not who he is. He's like Mr. 5 yards is who he is. He breaks more tackles than any runner in college football. He runs between the tackles better than any runner in college football. He's just a physically tough guy. And as such, I think Montgomery will go in the top 100 picks. Another guy I like is, I love Darnell Savage. I'm watching film of players all over the country because I'm in the top 100 contest and the draft contest, the Huddle Report, and the top 100 is what I care about more because it's a much better indicator of your knowledge and your and what you know about the game and that type of thing. The mock draft is subject to the stupidity of one team, and then you get the domino effect.
Right.
You can know more than everybody else, and it can still all fall apart on you. And the top 100 is much more like me against them. And, you know, in the last 2 years, we've beaten all the big names. We beat Mayock by 4 last year, 87-83. Beat them the year before that, too. Beat Kuiper and McShay. Actually, the highest scoring one of those out of that group the last 2 years has been McShay, which isn't really McShay. It's the Scouts Inc. net he has working, telling him what to do. Because, you know, if it was McShay on his own, he probably thinks that...
He'd have Ryan Finley go number one overall.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly right. He would. He would have... And Deshaun Watson going in round, like, 7, wasn't it? Or
yeah, he'd probably put Jake Bentley in this year, and he's not even out.
Yeah,
you
know? So...
I mean, he was so high on him.
At the very least, he has people who apparently can tell him what's what. But I'm... The other night, I'm... Well... The other night. When I say the other night, it can mean like 3 weeks ago. You know, it's like the other night, 3 weeks ago.
At about the time the Mickey Piler show starts. Yeah.
So I'm watching film of the safeties in the country, and I pull up the Darnell Savage film, and Darnell Savage just explodes onto my screen. I mean, just incredibly explosive athletically. You know, a guy who I just think people are sleeping on. He has Troy Polamalu type of athleticism. Now, he's not quite as big, but he hits, he covers, he's aggressive in run support. There's zero to like. We have a world full of strong safeties right now in a passing league. Many of them play free safety, but none of them can cover. You know, we have a world full of those people right now. There are more free agent safeties in this class than any other position. And the reason they're not just peeling off, now some of them are starting to come off now, but the real reason they're not peeling off is that almost none of them can cover. And so in a way, they're obsolete. This is a passing league first. And if you're a safety in this league, you know, no position in football, John, has changed more with the advent of rules that protect players than the safety position. The safety position used to be the ultimate intimidator. They were the guys, the strongest, the most dangerous of those guys, they were the guys who would knock you cold if you came across the middle.
Yep.
And as such, they impacted the whole game. You couldn't play in the middle of the field if a team had, you know, back in the day, when Georgia was probably as good as they've been, they had two guys named Thomas Davis, who's turned into a linebacker with the Panthers and had a very good career, but Thomas Davis and Greg Blue. Those two guys would kill you, absolutely kill you. And so nobody would cross the middle of the field on Georgia. Nobody. Because you knew if you sent the receiver over the middle, they were going to get knocked out. They weren't going to be playing anymore. Well, that's why that position has changed more than any other, because the rules don't allow for any of that anymore.
Right.
You can't do any of that stuff. So, and since it's now a passing league, You can't intimidate people over the middle. You can't hit defenseless receivers. So the role of safety as intimidator, I still hear people say, you know, they'll look at Phil saying, look what a hitter he is. Who cares? All that gets you in the NFL is penalized.
No, it does cost you money.
Right. You have to have somebody on the back end who can cover. That's it. That's the role. You have to have people who can cover. Darnell Savage can do everything, and he's going to be a big-time steal in this draft for somebody.
Where do you see him falling?
I think he's a round-two player. I think someone is going to recognize that and grab him in round two. Other guys along that line. I like Chris Lindstrom, the offensive guard, who may wind up playing center as well, out of Boston College. I think he's the best interior offensive lineman in the draft. This is not an elite group of offensive linemen. You know, if I'm rating these guys, the number one tackle is Andre Dillard, and I've been saying this forever. I would be surprised. I know people want to put other guys there because of they play at Alabama or wherever. I would be surprised if the top offensive lineman in this draft isn't Andre Dillard. I'll be surprised. I think he will go. I think he'll be the first offensive lineman taken. And again, I think he's one of the few true left tackle prospects in this draft. There is not the historical franchise left tackle. And oh, by the way, I probably wouldn't take Dillard in the top 10 picks. I mean, that doesn't mean somebody won't. But he would be the guy I put first in that regard. I think Lindstrom should be the first offensive guard taken from Boston College. And the first center taken will be Bradbury. He still is going to have to get stronger. Again, I don't know if you've had time yet to go watch the Senior Bowl one-on-ones, but his issues are evident in watching the Senior Bowl one-on-ones where he got bull rushed and knocked backwards time and time again. You know, the funny thing is, I went and watched this film against Clemson again, and he actually held up fairly well in that game, which is a little hard to explain given that he got trucked to the degree that he did at the Senior Bowl one-on-ones. He's a tremendous athlete. He's going to be a really good center, an all-pro type center. But I just don't think you can put him on an NFL field from day one. I think it's going to take him a couple years. And if you do put him on an NFL team from day one, he may have to start out at guard. So we'll see how it works for him. Another guy I like at the center position is I like Eric McCoy. He's a little undersized center for Texas A&M, really athletic. He has some peculiar footwork.
Really?
That is not necessarily ideal, but he makes up for it with his athleticism and his quickness. And he moves laterally really well. And he's tougher than you would think, too, for a guy who's a little bit undersized. So I like McCoy as well. I like Titus Howard, the offensive tackle out of Alabama State.
I've not watched this film. I don't watch a whole lot of Alabama State football.
And I get that. You know, I think Howard is a big man who can move.
Right.
He's a guy who will start out at right tackle, but eventually will wind up at left tackle, and he'll probably be able to anchor that position for some team for a decade. So I like him. You know who threw well at his pro day?
Who's that?
Jarrett Stidham threw exceedingly well.
Really?
I'm not surprised at that. When you watch Stidham at the combine, I thought he threw the ball well there as well. You just have to understand who he is. I mean, if you're going to draft Jarrett Stidham, you better have a team that can pass protect. You know, because he talks about his athleticism and how he thinks he's a plus athlete. He's wrong about that. Okay. I mean,
we all think we're better athletes than we actually are.
Well, all he is a pocket passing quarterback. And if you can surround him with some pieces and you can protect him, then he has a bit of a chance. I don't love him or anything, but he has a bit of an opportunity. I think this has turned into one of the better tight end drafts in my memory. It may actually wind up being the best tight end draft in 20 years. And I don't think most people believe that when the process started. And, of course, it starts with the two Iowa guys. It makes you wonder a little bit, you know, how you can have two pieces as versatile as that, as Iowa did, and not be better than they were.
Yeah, no, it's shocking. I mean, they're both probably going to go in the first round. But Fant, I get the other guy's name, it always...
Hawkinson.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. You know, they're both phenomenal. It just makes you wonder kind of what they were doing. I know Iowa runs an offense that was from 1938, and that's just kind of what they do. But when you have two elite tight ends like that, you'd think they'd find more ways to get them involved and, you know, create an explosive offense out of that standpoint. But
I would watch Iowa games and be talking to the TV saying, why aren't you getting the ball to Fant? I'd be watching their games saying that constantly. And so I don't know. I mean, it's hard to understand, because quite honestly, when you have two pawns like that that are as talented and as versatile as those two guys are, I mean, you should be a top five type team. I mean, just with those two guys. I mean, those two guys allow you to do so many things. And look, those are the two best tight ends in the draft. That's where it starts. Hawkinson is the most complete tight end in the draft. Hawkinson is the most complete tight end since Rob Gronkowski. He is a dominant blocker. He can play that Y role as an inline blocker, but you can also detach him because he's athletic enough. He is a tremendous football player who is going to really benefit some team. Now, the question you get into, like, for example, one day I heard you and Brad discussing the draft, and I don't know who was going, you know, who was picking where, but one of you had Hawkinson in, like, the first seven or eight guys.
Yeah, Brad took him with seven to the Jaguars.
See, the problem with that is the historical value of that position and the monetary value of that position. You just don't see tight ends taken that highly. I mean, remember, O.J. Howard was legendary coming out of college, and there were a lot of people who thought Howard was going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, no one thought he was going to go more than 8 or 9.
Right.
And he wound up going, I believe, 18.
It was 18 or 20.
To Tampa.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of teams, including teams that needed tight ends, passed on him. And part of it is the money. And this is what people don't understand, is that you are looking for not only talent when you're drafting in round one, you're looking for value, because you're going to get a guy for 5 years on a rookie deal.
Right.
So what you don't want to do is get a guy at a position that the average pay of the position is like the worst of all the positions. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
from an economic standpoint. You know, and that's another reason. It's not just the physical importance of the position to your team. It's the monetary importance which dictates some of these decisions.
That's why you see mostly quarterbacks, pass rushers, and left tackles go so high, because it's, you know,
and
for
it's
financial reasons as well.
And it's another reason I, as much as I like Hawkinson, I would be stunned if he went in the top 10, especially this draft. You know, I would be stunned. Now, again, I've been stunned before. I mean, NFL teams frequently do stupid things. You know, all it takes is one. And again, this is not saying I don't like Hawkinson. I mean, like, if Hawkinson's there when the New England Patriots pick, they're taking him. I can tell you that.
Nothing will infuriate me more than for them to get a Rob Gronkowski clone who doesn't have a broken back and elbow, leg, and...
All right, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We're live from Twin Peaks. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hi friends, this is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson.
And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy, Cold Sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vela?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm sorry, I'm still passive-aggressively ignoring you.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad, to cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's a Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitar's a Cadillac.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out, hang out with us. John, do we have any updates on the basketball scores?
Last I saw that Kansas State has made a run there up on TCU now. I think it's 48-41.
And that's a game that I think, you know, I haven't explored the entire bubble, but I think that's a game that should be of interest to Clemson fans. You want Kansas State to win that game. You do not want TCU to win that game.
And 5 minutes into the second half, Florida State is up on Virginia Tech, 33-27.
And initially, Florida State jumped off to a big lead, big early lead in that game, right?
Yes, it was like 15-4 or something like that.
Okay. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. Glides across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns. You get the closest shave without any hemorrhaging. That's Harry's, the perfect shave. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover just for $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at Harry's.com. Again, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't do that. I give you all those things for $3 plus free shipping. I mean, honestly, you'd be like Jason Garrett not to do that, right?
Just clapping away.
You know, look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. All these stupid gimmicks, you know, razors that play music or vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships, tactics that the leading brands have used to boost prices. And by the way, all those things actually detract from a quality shave because it screws with the balance of a good razor. Harry's knew there had to be a better way. They bought the world-class blade factory in Germany that's making quality blades for 100 years. That is Harry's. Look, here's the rest is history, as they say. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com. Today, use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's the way this deal works. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll get back to this conversation. Spud and Looper. Spud, how are you? Oh, Spud. All right, Ramona, I'm putting Spud on hold. Let's see if he's there. Let's try Looper. Looper, what's going on? Ramona?
Hello?
Looper?
Yeah.
What's going on there, Looper?
I had to listen. I had to listen to Mickey the Outer Space Band this morning. Boy, him and old Paul, this is going. I know to listen to him this morning. Paul's in there, I'm writing, I'm this, I give money, I write checks. Nobody don't want his check down there in that swamp. Paul is still Confederate money. That's where the swamps and, you know, head out the players. They want, I mean, get rid of, I mean, what in the world they want done? I mean, he's got three good players coming in next year. There's a train going out by here now. We out here on the lunch, a little sandwich break, and there goes the darn train.
I hear you fine.
I mean, I don't know what they want from the man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what anyone else is saying, but I mean, if you have a problem with something somebody says in the morning, call them. Call me. You know. But as far as Paul,
no, I don't know Paul.
As far as Paul is concerned, the Confederate money thing is pretty funny.
Yeah, well, he won more than Tommy Bowden here and built a statue. We didn't really care about Tommy.
Look, you made the third round of the tournament last year. You came within 2 points of going back this year. And quite honestly, if Marquise Reed and Shelton Mitchell can go more than 1 of 18 from 2-point range and make a layup at some point, then you go. You know, so that's not a coaching issue.
No, it ain't coaching. Yeah, I mean, he'd want me out a couple weeks ago after the North Carolina game. Mickey was saying, well, that was the man, the Mickey the Outer Space Man show. I listened to him that morning. He said, when anybody makes $2 million, I want him to call timeout and make coach's decision. You know, he didn't mention my name, but we pretty much know who he was talking about. And to me, that was the best thing to do after a rebound. You don't stop calling timeout. You know, I think he needs to get back on golf and not worry about basketball.
Looper, don't call me with what some other host says. Call them.
That's what he said after North Carolina game. Coach gets paid $2 million. I figure he was, you know, the only coach we got down in basketball making $2 million is Brownell. So he just said he needed to call. He needed to call timeout at that situation, you know, and set up plays and all this. You know, after, you know, even you agree, after a missed foul shot, you just take the ball and go. I mean, you don't worry about trying to set up a play. I mean, I think we might make the tournament, but it didn't look good yesterday. And it's amazing how the North Carolina game, you know, they hold that whistle. But, boy, you know, that's how we got the fortunate break against North Carolina. They held that whistle, yeah. And then they don't hold it again. I'll take it out there.
Yeah, that's the real dilemma. By the way, I don't think Looper was understanding what I was trying to say.
No, that was not registering.
Let me just make this clear. As just a general rule, all right, if you have some problem with something some other host at this station says, then call them. Don't call me and tell me about it because I'm not commenting on it. Because first of all, it's all hearsay. I don't know exactly what was said. I don't know the context of it. And furthermore, you know, I run the show from 3 to 7, right? I give you my opinions from 3 to 7, right? If you have, again, if you have some problems with something else somebody says, call them. Don't call me and tell me you got a problem with what they said. Because I don't entertain that, all right? I'm not commenting on that stuff, and I don't entertain that. It's just not the way I do business. Let me get Spud in here. Spud.
Hey, Walt.
How you doing, Spud?
Walt. Hey, I'm going to piggyback on Looper. You know, everybody, yeah. They talk about that last play, but earlier in that same second half, Amir Sims drove down the left-hand side of the lane, laid one in, he got fouled. I'm sitting there thinking, we're going to be shooting M1, and the next thing I know, we're taking it out of bounds. They called it on the floor, took away the basket, no foul shot, and never showed a replay. I mean, that's a 5 points. It's the same thing, but on us, they call it on the floor, take the basket off. On them, they don't call the foul, and the guy waited to see if he made the foul shot or, yeah, I mean, the layup or not, you know?
Yeah, look, there were, listen, it was a strangely officiated game because the first half, they're blowing whistle after whistle after whistle, whistle, and then down the stretch of the game, they didn't blow any whistles until they blew that whistle with 2 seconds left and the foul on Thomas with 18 seconds left. You know, and so it was strange in that regard. But there was another sequence where they called a post-up foul on Thomas because in trying to establish position, he allegedly used his arm to clear out. And then he went down the other end of the court, and they did the exact same thing, and they called it the opposite way.
Well, if you're a Clemson fan, been one as long as I have, it ain't nothing new.
No, I think that's true. I think that Clemson basketball does not get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to calls in this league. I just think it's true. And in a way, it's always been true for everybody outside Tobacco Road. I mean, remember, South Carolina left the ACC originally because of that very reason. They felt they were getting hosed constantly in favor of the Tobacco Road schools.
Well, I talked to one of my buddies right after the game, and he goes, if I'm Brownell, I'm calling my AD and asking him how much is the fine. I said, yeah, and if it's 20 grand, I'm sending my wife straight to the bank to get it in cash. And I'm going to that press conference and say, hey, boys, the fine's 20 grand. I'm slapping it down on the table. I say, there it is. What do you want to know?
I like it, Spud. I like it. Well done. Right. Good See job. It's, yeah, you know, I had somebody yesterday who asked me, I think it was Scott who asked whether I think it would benefit Brad Brownell once in a while to blow his top. I think so.
Yeah.
I think maybe he needs to consider that. Maybe once in a while you just have to do that in this league because otherwise, you know, they do take advantage. And I know he's got that in him. You know, and I think maybe once in a while you need to be a little more demonstrative about getting hosed over. He was mad clearly at the press conference.
Oh, for sure.
You know, he made it clear right from the beginning that you don't make that call, and you don't make that call. And I saw some tweets earlier today from people saying, well, you know, look, it looks like a foul because the newspaper in North Carolina put a still photo. Listen, first of all, still photos are bull crap. Depending on the angle they're taken on at, they create all sorts of false impressions. Happens all the time. There is zero way to know. I saw the still photo. There is zero way to know whether there was contact there. I watched the video over and over. I can't see the contact. That's not even the problem. The problem is the official who made the call is nowhere near the play. He's out on the sideline. It wasn't his call to make. He made the call when the player went to the ground. He reacted. It was a reactionary call on his part. He never saw contact. And furthermore, you cannot make that call. You cannot decide a game on that type of touch bullcrap. And if there was a foul, it was up high on the top of the key. And it was a foul that was on the floor. And it would have meant an inbounds pass with 3 or 4 seconds left. So there's that. I get why Clemson fans are mad about the call. I get it. And again, to the couple people who would want to write and say, but Walt, that's not why we lost. We got to score. Yeah, I've acknowledged that 100 times. I've acknowledged that you can't score 16 points and a half, that Mitchell and Reed can't go 1 of 18 from 2, that you can't shoot 6 of 31 and a half, and because you put yourself in that situation to potentially be hosed on a call at the end. But it doesn't change the fact that you were hosed on a call at the end, or maybe more than one call. Paul, how are you?
I'm just calling in to defend me and Mickey. What Looper needs to do, well, that big chew of the back.
Hold on. Stop. There's not going to be any defense of Mickey or anything because I'm not letting him say anything about Mickey. All right?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say about myself.
Hold on a minute. I just want to make it clear. I'm not entertaining that conversation as I indicated to him 5 times. So I'm not going to continue to have a conversation about a conversation I never heard. All right. So,
well, let me just tell you, I never said anything about Brownell being fired. Nobody ever said that. Looper, that big old chew of tobacco he's got in his mouth, he can't hardly understand. I believe it gets in his ear sometimes because nobody ever said anything about firing Brownell. It was basically about what I talked to you about yesterday. You know, I get a lot of flack from a lot of people, you know, on Facebook and everything for what I said, and I've come on your show and said I'm sorry for that. You know, I shouldn't have never. I was just
no, you did.
Just
no,
mad,
you did.
Just you know,
and listen, again, I get that. I understand that people are frustrated. Trust me. I mean, those losses. There's nobody more frustrated than the team, those seniors, this coaching staff, and the way some of those games transpired. I mean, sometimes that's just the way sport works. I mean, sometimes, and frequently, in the way I view it, is you see teams that go through whole seasons where every single stinking break goes their way for a whole season. You see other teams, and this is in football too, where every
The Gamecocks was that way. The Gamecocks was that way the year before Elias. You know, every break went their way, fumbles and all that, and it didn't happen this year. You know, maybe next, maybe somewhere down the road, maybe we'll start getting a break in basketball. But, you know, if you look at it, like I hadn't said this, but all those games that was close, if we just won two of those games, we probably wouldn't be upset, you know, because we'd probably be in the tournament. Which, what you're That's saying true. Now, what I heard, what you said ESPN said, maybe we're still in it. Who knows? I mean, we're jumping to conclusion. You know.
Yeah, I don't think so, but that's what they were saying at 7 o'clock yesterday. Now, John tells me that Lenardi had Clemson as, what, the third team out?
Yeah.
The third team out. There's still some games going on right now that I think could be impactful. I mean, I don't know where does Lenardi, John, can you tell me where Lenardi is TCU? Where does
we'll
he have TCU? Because I would think, to me.
Or even Clemson, like 35 in the net.
Yeah.
And they're going to take 36 at-large bids.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's
35 right now.
Yeah, it's not inconceivable still. I know that. It's not totally out of the realm of possibility. A lot's going to depend on some of these other games. Like K-State is playing TCU right now. In my mind, TCU is a bubble team. I would have them out. And if Kansas State beats TCU, I think that would be helpful. But I'm not 100% sure. John's looking up. John, if you can, find me who Lenardi has as those four.
Well, Texas is right still now. In, right? If Texas is 16-16, right, and they're still considered going to go to the tournament.
Texas is still a bubble team as well. Personally,
well, you know,
I'm
gonna leave
those teams. That I think the Big 12 sucks. I wouldn't have Texas, TCU, Oklahoma. I wouldn't have any of those teams in.
Well, I'm gonna leave you with this. You get Ramona to check get Mickey to check the tape in the morning. If I said or anybody else said that we want to run off right now, I will take Looper. Well, I won't take him, but I'll give him the money for him and his wife to go wherever he wants to go. You know, just tell him to go back and go. And like I said, call Mickey, don't call you. But that
right,
never
Paul.
Was said, though. Thank you, Walt, for your
all right,
time.
Paul, thank you. No, you're fine. And again, that's how the show operates. It's how this station is supposed to operate. You know, again, things are said all day. And one of the problems is frequently when people, and this is why I won't even entertain them. When people repeat something that some other host allegedly said, frequently it's taken out of context, frequently the story changes, and that's why I won't address any of it, all right? It's just, it's not something I'm going to do. So, again, we run local programming all day. If you have some issue with something somebody else said, call them to discuss it. I'm sure that Mickey would be glad to discuss anything you want to discuss with him. But don't call me and tell me, you know, I think this guy's dumb for this, and this guy's dumb for that, and this girl's dumb for that. No, I'm not entertaining any of that. You know, call them. By the way, it works the opposite way. If you have a problem with something I said, don't call them, call me. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. Before we go to break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford, where you'll never have a problem, because nobody does, because every stinking review is 5 stars. Go to Google, Yelp, go anywhere you want. They're all 5 stars. And why? Well, because for 90 years, John, you live in Clemson, right?
I do.
Do you have any idea what Clemson looked like 90 years ago?
I can assume it is vastly different than it looks like today.
Yeah,
it was vastly
different when I went to school. Have you ever seen any photos of what it looked like?
Yeah, one whole lot there.
Were there any car dealerships there that are there today?
No.
No. See, George Coleman Ford, for 90 years, they've been in the same place serving you. And they'll be here another 90 years from now. And this is why. This guy... went and had body work done. He was over 30 minutes from George Coleman Ford, but people told him he needed to go there. So here's his story. His name is Michael. It's been over 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop, and I'm still very pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away, but I'm glad I did. The on-site car rental made it convenient. I got the rental car I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending well, and I'm very happy with their work. This is George Coleman Ford, doing it the right way for 90 years. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Made-from-scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny-side-up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey, did you hear who won the Honda President's Award? Hendrick Honda Easley did. That's who. They're the only winner in South Carolina. That's right. Hendrick Honda Easley superseded Honda's expectations in customer service, automotive repair, vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Hendrick Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Hendrick Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at HendrickHondaSC.com.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle.
We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.
We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family-owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Boston, Road Rage back to Boston. We are WCCP 105.5, the Roar. We're live at Twin Peaks. Some of the 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food. Come out and hang out with the show this afternoon, this evening. We have basketball. Johnny, what's going on in the Florida State, Virginia Tech game?
Florida State is up by 45-43 with 6:45 left to play in the second half.
Whoa, the pace of that game has slowed down some.
A little bit.
6 minutes left and it's 45-42. Is that what you said?
45-43 and... I think there's 3:48 left in the Big 12 game. Kansas State is up 63-56 on TCU.
Okay, and that's
from across the restaurant, and I think I'm seeing that correctly.
That's a game you want Kansas State to win if you're a Clemson fan. And again, I don't know about the bubble right now. Texas, Ohio State, TCU. Yeah.
Right now, the two play-in games are Ohio State and Texas, and then once this loads, and then Florida and NC State.
All right, you can get in, 654-7627. I've been asked to fry Jason Garrett, so I'm going to do that.
Good, start with them. Save my Steelers for later.
Did you see what Jason Hatcher said, former Cowboy?
I have not.
Former Cowboy Jason Hatcher joined 105.3 The Fans, the Ben and Skin Show, on March 12th. And this is what he said. He said, I'm a real good dude, but there were times I really wanted to, like, F-bomb everybody, he said, including the people at the top when I was there, because it's bullcrap. It's a circus there sometimes. Let's focus on winning. I think at the same time that the Cowboys brand has outgrown football, if that makes sense. It ain't about football no more. It's hard to focus on football because of all the other components you have all around you. Because before you even get to Sundays, you went around the world on a damn tour. We had Super Bowl teams every year. But you know what? The Cowboys brand, all that stuff you had to go through. By the time you get to football, you're like, this is a joke. Football is a joke. People want to know what's wrong with the Cowboys. That's what's wrong with the Cowboys. He wasn't thrilled. Then he started on Tony Romo. You know, there are a lot of people, even after his career is over. You know, Terrell Owens recently attacked Tony Romo.
Well, there's a shock.
This is what Jason Hatcher had to say. Romo didn't have the it factor to make people around him better, he said. I think when I was there, he thought he was bigger than the team. It was like Romo and then the team. Nobody in the locker room is going to respect you like that. I don't respect him as a player because of what he did to the team where a lot of people didn't see. You know, he was a great player, got all the numbers and stuff, but I'll take Dak Prescott over Romo any day because Dak has the ability to make people around him better. You'll run through a wall for Dak, but Romo, hell no. It bears mentioning that Romo had a record of 63-45 in the 8 seasons Hatcher spent with the club, throwing for 29,000 yards, blah, blah, blah. there's more to this. Where is it? Hatcher contrarily didn't deliver. Wait. Because he wasn't done. Okay, here we go. Back to Hatcher on Romo. Romo was feeling like he was Brett Favre. And I'm like, dude, you ain't do nothing. Hatcher further. What have you done? You got your own space that you leave. You don't even come in the locker room and interact with your teammates. And you call yourself a leader? So one of Hatcher's deals is that Romo was separate from the team. That he didn't hang around, that he wasn't involved with the guys.
It doesn't work.
That he wasn't a leader at all. He said, not partner. It don't work like that. He's got great numbers, but he's had so many opportunities. If I was a GM, Romo do not have the ability. I'm reading you. These are quotes, by the way. I'm not wording this, all right? If I was a GM, Romo do not have the ability to make people around him want to play for him. To that point, if Hatcher was the general manager, he also would have sent Jason Garrett packing instead of firing head coach Wade Phillips in 2010. He went 100 steps beyond alleging Garrett out to be a bad coach, but instead accused him of having a conspiratorial hand in seeing Wade Phillips pushed out the door. I'm going to tell you the truth, Hatcher said. I saw Jason Garrett sabotage this man. We ran three freaking plays when Phillips was head coach. I don't care what the media say. We was flying around. We was beating people's heads in. Now we go into Camp Cupcake 2009 and do what Wade don't want to do. We get in pads. We beat each other down. We tired. We not fresh. And then you go out and call three or four plays until this man gets fired. Hatcher framed that missile by noting the team had stopped practicing in pads during week 7 of the 2009 season. Phillips and Garrett joined the Cowboys as head coach and OC respectively in 2007, and Garrett ascended to the head coach role in November of 2012 when Phillips was shown out the door. Let's see. I'm thinking there was more. I don't know. But that's probably enough.
Yeah, I would say that.
That's probably enough. Now, to be fair, I will say this. Sometimes ex-players can be ingrates. You know, things didn't go how they wanted. They're still PO'd at the world. And maybe there's an element of that in there. But it's still pretty funny. And you know, also, generally when you hear something like that, there are elements of truth in it.
No, absolutely.
And I think there are probably elements of truth in that. And let's be honest, nobody respects Jason Garrett, and it doesn't seem like anybody respects Tony Romo, the player, because I don't hear anybody say anything good about Tony Romo, the player. I mean, most of the people are still... Now, look, I don't know why we're this far removed from the end of Tony Romo's career, and people like Terrell Owens and Jason Hatcher have decided it's open season now on Romo. I'm not sure what there is to gain by that.
Isn't he a broadcaster now?
He is.
That's why.
Is.
Every time they see him, that grates on their nerves, maybe.
Maybe. That may be.
Yeah.
Maybe they hate him, too.
You know, it just reminds me that when you say he was someone who had his own space when he didn't go in the locker room, it reminds me of the Steelers the last few years, where Antonio Brown, when they would, you know, Steelers are infamous with going to St. Vincent College. They go to the old dorms. They still do things the old school, except for Antonio Brown, who would rent a mansion off campus to have his own trainer, his own chef, his own people there, and... That stuff just bothers me. If you're part of a team, be a part of the team.
You just brought him up.
And he eviscerated Jason Garrett, too. But again, there is nobody on earth who believes in Jason Garrett. You know, the Cowboys actually say things like, well, you know, we still believe in him, but we'll revisit it at the end of this year. Okay, well, then you don't really believe in him.
You're just waiting for something better to come along.
Well, look. The whole world thinks Sean Payton is going to be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. But the whole world thinks that's true.
Right.
And maybe Teddy Bridgewater thinks it's true because he doesn't seem to want to re-up with New Orleans and nobody else is paying him starters money. He went to see the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins didn't even offer him a deal.
I thought they were trying to renegotiate the one that they had offered that he had turned down, but,
well. No, they didn't put any offer on the table for him at all.
Oh, okay.
So, and the thing is, no one's offering him starters money. He thinks he's a starter, but no one is offering him starters money. The most he's been offered by two teams is $7 million. He's being offered backup money emergency money. That's it. So
interesting.
We're at a point where nobody believes in Teddy Bridgewater. And I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. It's just the way it is. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm great. Thanks. Hey, John. How are you doing?
A little well.
I tell you, before the national championship game, Walt, do you remember somebody calling in talking about Jerry Jones and him buddying up to Dabo Swinney? And then you see the pregame interview, and there's Jerry Jones in the picture with Dabo Swinney. You know, I just you know, if there was some truth to those rumors your caller was spreading around about Jerry Jones coming after Dabo Swinney.
I thought that was hilarious. Well, you never know. I mean, I would think that I don't think Dabo Swinney's going anywhere for a long time, but would I be shocked if at some point in the future he decides he wants to try the NFL? Absolutely not. He's a competitive guy. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's hitting the batting cage or playing pickup basketball. And it may be that at some point he searches for a different challenge. But I don't think it's going to be anything immediate.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny that you had a caller call in, you know, a couple days before the national championship game talking about that. And then lo and behold, then, you know, there's Jerry Jones in the picture. But a couple things. Mitch Hyatt, what does he need to do to become the same kind of consistent tackle in the NFL that he was at Clemson?
I'm not even sure he's going to play tackle in the NFL. I think there's some teams that have actually talked to him about the possibility of playing center because he's cerebral and they think he can make that conversion. You know, I think Mitch is a really good technician, but I think there are questions about his overall athletic ability to play left tackle, his size, his length, his strength, his athleticism. It's just a different game, and you're playing against different level pass rushers. Now, what he has going for him is he started 4 years at a school as good as Clemson, which is extraordinary. I mean, it is absolutely extraordinary to have a 4-year starting left tackle at a major college football school. It almost never happens. I mean, one of the other few examples I can think of was DeBrickashaw Ferguson, who, when he was at Virginia, he started as a freshman at 265 pounds at left tackle. Those are outliers, though, and I think that's the positives about Mitch Hyatt. There's a place for Mitch Hyatt. And I think he has a chance to play in the league a long time, but he's not going to come in with the fanfare. He's going to have to earn it. But you know what? Hey, the Oakland Raiders just paid three guys $160 million who none of them were early draft picks. They're all late draft picks. So it can be done. Adam Humphries just signed a deal for $36, $40 million. Robert, hold on. I started you late. Hold on. We're at the top of the hour. Quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy